Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. But actually this week, it's not the Moscow Mules, it's the Belgrade Mules, because we're in Serbia, yeah? Augie and I took a little romantic trip to the beautiful city of Belgrade, poking around, doing a bit of filming in a project that will be soon revealed. But this week, thanks to our gorgeous Serbian friends, they've put us up in these lovely comfy chairs and even gave Augie somewhere comfortable to sit, and a hotel, not a kennel. But what's it all about this week? Of course, it's about the big ceasefire offer from Ukraine. But it's kind of a bit of a funny one, isn't it? It's like when your grandmother's getting beaten up by Conor McGregor outside a pub, she says to Conor, "Okay, Conor, you've had enough. We're done here. Let's have a ceasefire." Yeah, I thought that ceasefires, were dictated by the people who are winning. But it seems the Ukrainians haven't read the book. They're telling the Russians that there's going to be a 30-day ceasefire. Everything's going to be fine. I'm going to march off into the distance, keep our Nazi flags, keep our army, probably join NATO someday. Ain't going to happen. Augie, you agree, old boy?
Oh, yeah. Let's count the times that Ukraine has agreed to ceasefire after getting f***ed by Russian troops or the separatist troops. And then, a little while, just gave up on her promises. So let's count it. It's Minsk 1 deal, Minsk 2 deal, Steinmeier deal, and Normandy format deal. If the Ukrainians kept any of those promises, there would have been no blood.
Yeah, and if they hadn't started this whole show in the first place back in 2014, newsflash, this war didn't begin in 2022. It began probably in the aftermath of the Second World War. But listen, the client media in the West have really piled on, of course, and the poor Don's getting a lot of grief now. He got it first because he didn't solve the problem of the war in 24 hours. But, I think it was Witkoff, his guy, he said, we didn't say which 24 hours we do it in. Very, very smart, very mulish. But he's been getting it in the neck, allowing Russia to continue bombing poor old Ukraine while they're discussing a ceasefire. As if the Don could actually tell the Russians what to do. That's another complete fantasy. Let's have a look at Big Don being asked, I think he's on Air Force One, a question. Why are you being so mean to the poor Ukrainians when the Ukrainians want peace? The Big Don had something to say. Run it, Augie.
Disrespecting you by attacking Ukraine when you're trying to
make peace.
President Putin disrespecting you by attacking Ukraine when you're trying to make
peace. Who are you from?
What did he do?
What did he do?
He bombed the shit out of him again. Is he disrespecting me?
Yeah.
Who are you with?
Who are you?
I'm Michael Birnbaum from Washington.
Are you?
You've lost a lot of credibility.
Go ahead.
What else?
Moving on. Fake news media is fake. It's completely fake, Augie. Meanwhile, of course, the ball is now very firmly in Russia's court. Very strangely, just like last week with the EU and everybody else, everyone seems to be coordinated on this, I think it was, we'll stick with Ukraine for 1,000 years or whatever it was last week. We mentioned it, the script was distributed. This week's script is the ball is in Russia's court. Yeah, everybody's had the same sort of idea, Augie. All of a sudden, right? I mean, the script has been distributed, let's say.
Yep, it's Marco Rubio who said it first, and then we have Macron saying, the ball is in Russia's court. Kaya Kallas, the warmonger, says, the ball is in Russia's court. Ursula von der Leyen, the ball is in the Russia's court. Uh-huh. It's like it's the same person writes this.
Meanwhile, Zelensky's balls are right in Vladimir Putin's hands, right? Because they don't have the cards, as the Big Don said.
Actually, Che, this time they have even less cards because the Kursk operation has been...
It's gone. As we speak, the remnants of a big Ukrainian army that invaded Kursk, torturing a few civilians on the way, robbing a few Piatorichka shops, as we've seen on the mules here, doing what you do, a bit of Nazi sort of parading. But it's all gone. 70,000 Ukrainians won't be making their way home. They'll be staying in Russia permanently. Huge amounts of men, material, equipment, tanks. It's all gone down the pipe. It looks pretty grim, right, Augie?
Well, remember how Zelensky claimed that it's the best operation ever?
Best in history. Like Macron. Bad. Run the video.
For example, take the Kursk operation.
Uh-huh.
It's one of our wins, one of the biggest wins, not just last year,
win.
But throughout the war. Yeah. Russia had to pull almost 60,000 troups.
And you left 60,000 there under the ground, bro. Like, you made fertilizer of all these poor boys. What a creep. Don't forget how this works, okay? Whether it's Bakhmut, whether it's, Artemovsk, wherever, the Ukrainians have made a show out of it. The place that they're being chased out of by the Russians very quickly becomes strategically unimportant, right, Augie? I'm sure that Kiev someday will be, Kiev doesn't really matter that much as the Russians trot up the main street on May the 9th. But in this case, the reality is that the Kursk debacle has been just that. It's cost them a huge amount of money, equipment, men. And how is a little narco furor in Kiev going to survive this? This is a politically crippling defeat for Zelensky. And guess what? On top of it all, the Russian boys, as they, accompany our Ukrainian friends back home across the border, let's say, they're picking up a few little trophies, a few little knickknacks to bring home to wherever they are in Russia. Put on display, maybe make a nice barbecue. Run the video, Augie. Yeah. Sweet. An Abrams. Beautiful. Yeah, only 10. No, they cost about $10 million. Now, the U.S. sent 91 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. More than 30 of them have been vaporized, and the rest were very discreetly pulled away from the front lines alongside the British Challengers, alongside the Leopards. Remember the Leopards? The Leopards were going to be released. The Leopards are all now nailed upside down to a barn door. The Abrams are all, barbecues out in, God knows where in Siberia somewhere. Or, playgrounds in Moscow. I visited one of those as well. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, the economy is completely tanking. See what I did there? Abrams tanking. Mm-hmm. And it's gone really into the they'd sold half of their country to people like BlackRock. They've also managed to, hoodwink the big Don into buying loads of minerals. But don't forget, Bloomberg said that they don't have any minerals anyway in the first place. So it's another Ukrainian scam. Yeah, for sure. But at least there's one element of the Ukrainian economy which is absolutely booming. And that's the Nazi coffin lid production sector. It's doing very well. I mean, your last few hryvnia could be used by your family to create a nice Wolfsangel. And you can have a look at what a Wolfsangel is. It's a constituent part of a Nazi symbol. We all know that, just like the other bits on the Azov flag. And right now in Ukraine, a good old polished up Wolfsangel coffin top is an absolute must for every neo-Nazi family, for the one-way ticket to Bandera party. Yeah, for sure. Okay, there we go. This is just so sick, right? This is bizarre. Comedy. I mean, what does the person think who's doing this, who's actually... what am I doing for a living? I'm actually varnishing Nazi coffin tops in a country that's destroying itself for NATO. This is what I'm doing.
And you know what I'm thinking? Like, this is obviously a mature lady doing this.
Yeah.
So her parents were the ones that actually saw the Nazi invasion.
Yeah, 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 true, true. Not the first time Augie admired a mature lady. Moving on. And of course, something that the narco Führer has announced very quickly after saying, we are ready for the peace. We come in piss. We come in piss and we want the piss. Absolutely.
Come in the name of peace.
But he very quickly then announced very sneakily, there will, won't be any elections. We're not going to recognize the territories that the Russians have kicked us out of, which was the whole war started about, right? And also, we're not going to stop drafting people. If the war stops or, we get a ceasefire, we're going to keep sucking people into the meat grinder. And, you wonder why they need so many fresh corpses, Augie. What do you think?
I don't know, but what I do know is that Reuters has recently published an article.
Reuters said this. Reuters is publishing fake Russian
propaganda. Absolutely fake Russian KGB infiltrated newspaper says that Poland has recently arrested a Ukrainian woman convicted of selling 56 human kidneys.
Fuck.
Where could she have gotten them, huh?
Oh, yeah, maybe from the meat grinder, literally. Well, we grind most of it, but we keep some bits because you can make a few quid. And that's probably why Zelensky's kidnap gangs, who are, patrolling the streets of Ukraine, dragging unwitting people off them. We've seen it all before. It's a movie. We know how this movie ends. But the boys doing the collecting, the farming, let's say, are getting more and more desperate, right, Augie? They ain't letting go. Once they get their hooks into you, they're keeping on you. And this is actually one of Zelensky's draft officers taking a test drive in one of Elon's Teslas. Run the video, Augie. This is just surreal, right? Like you said, go on, давай. Keep our lit, like. Look, it's a Tesla. It's a Tesla. Yeah, like, this is crazy. I wonder, did the Tesla have the little image of the draft officer hanging on? You know the way you can see the dudes, you can see everything, the trucks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And of course, the dogs in the streets know that, you know, Zelensky probably, you know, put together this ridiculous, completely retarded 30-day ceasefire offer to the people who are kicking the crap out of him, you know, as we say, because he knows that the Russians can't, won't, and not in a million years will accept it. Why should they? What have they got now? Russia has everything to lose. Zelensky got everything to gain. But does Zelensky really want peace? What is motivating Zelensky right now for peace? What does Zelensky get if peace is achieved in Ukraine? Any ideas? Maybe the maybe he stood in the dock asking, like, where has the million people gone? Where's the billions of dollars gone? It's a complete show. Everybody knows that Zelensky wants nothing to do with peace. He'd be out on his ass the minute the next election comes. And maybe the Russians will have a little idea. Let's demand an election, and then from there on in, we can do whatever the fuck you like, Mr. Zelensky. Very unlikely. And guess what? Even the Americans know it, and even Ukrainian Americans know it, including this lady, a politician there, been asked by Matt Gaetz, you know, do you think Zelensky will be re-elected in Kiev if there's an election, if he allows an election? Very interesting. Let's have a listen to what she had to say. Run it, Augie.
Do you think that when this is over, President Zelensky will keep power?
Well, listen, if Ukrainian people are stupid enough to elect him again, then they probably will lose the rest of the country as soon as President Trump is not president. So that's a decision for them to make. But if they continue electing bad leaders, they will continue to fail. And Putin knows that. He's an opportunist. He understands what's going on, and he takes advantage of the situation.
Yeah, as Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. Meanwhile, everything is repaired. The minerals deal, they ain't got no minerals, is back on. The Americans are giving the Ukrainians intelligence again. Newsflash, the Americans have been giving them intelligence for the last 3 years, and the Russians are still handing them their ass. Nothing's going to change because they're giving them the intelligence again, or the equipment. Most of that is burning on the one road left out of Kursk. Yeah, for sure. But you know what? Little Z-boy isn't at all happy with the Don. He's not going to forget. He's a megalomaniac little narco-fuhrer. And the slapping he got in the Oval Office is burnt into his conscience now, right? So every chance he gets now, Augie, back in country 404, the country formerly known as Ukraine, he takes it. He takes it to give a needle into the big Don. Here he is talking to some crappy little conference in some bunker to a lot of really excited, happy, well-fed looking Ukrainian officers. Telling a really labored, crappy joke about not having a suit on. Now, watch this. Watch the gap between him making his stupid joke, people realizing it was meant to be a joke, knowing it's not funny, and then starting to clap very slowly. It's cringe heaven. It might even be on our list of awards for next year. Run it, Augie.
Ще раз дуже дякую усім українським творцям. Вибачте, що не в костюмі.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now we're gonna clap. Now that we realize it's a joke and we should think it's funny, what the f do I do? Oh, I better start clapping. Is the guy next to me clapping? Okay. Oh, it's very very funny joke. Mein Führer. But it doesn't end there. The general population, with absolutely no help from the SBU standing outside with a pistol to their head, making them go and make a funny video. Make a funny video attacking the Trump. None of that happens. The SBU is a completely harmless, very kind, family-orientated group of people, just to put that in. They didn't force the population to put on a really cringe-fest sort of meme video, you know, a flash mob. All us poor Ukrainians, we're all going to put on suits and, you know, make some sort of joke about the big Don slagging off our Führer for not wearing a suit. Who actually paid for the suits? Mm-hmm. Run the video, Augie. Look, she's in with the pigs. She's in with the pigs, Augie.
I don't even understand that. Like, why?
She's in with the pigs. This is so
Well, I think the cringiest one is the last one with the...
Okay, here we go.
The man. Yeah, wait.
It's like, yeah.
They don't even take the coats off.
Oh, okay. My God. What's the point of this? It's so crap. I mean, what is this dude? He's meant to be so. This is how bad a Ukrainian oligarch looks these days. Look, what's he showing the label of his shirt? Mother.
Like what? I think Trump has to resign after this.
Yeah, that's really put an end to the Americans now. It's over, game over. Now, you may say this is all fun and games, but in reality, we all know that Ukraine is now a police state. It's an open-air prison. You know, they have barbed wire and fences on the border. It's not to stop people getting in like a normal country. It's to stop people getting out. Yeah, for real. And who polices all this, Augie, I wonder, you know? Who's in charge of, you know, ensuring the work of Zanakofia is carried out to the letter? You are hiding a potential meat bandit in your cellar, are you not? Of course, it's the SBU. Now, the SBU has been behind the production of a really sinister, really spooky video, which really shows a kid in his home being indoctrinated into informing on his own family, informing on your own parents, your brother, your sister, anybody you see that might be doing something anti-Ukrainian. Now, I'm on their kill list, of course. It's only a matter of time now before Augie gets put on it. I've actually contacted him because he feels a bit left out. I've said, you couldn't stick Augie on the bottom of my profile on Mir Tavorets. But this is really spooky. It's really sinister. Have a look at that and let's have a chat afterwards. Augie, run it. Really, this is really sinister. This is spooky, right? So the kid with his little... And he sees, it's actually Trump dancing. Look. Oh, it's Sigma Boy, look. It's Sigma Boy. So if you're fucking watching Sigma Boy...
It says sister is worshipping Russians. Call the SBU.
So if you're watching Trump doing his to Sigma Boy, you're going to a consecration camp. If you're lucky, or you might be going into a basement to get some electrodes attached to your nuts. Now, who's doing the electrode attaching? Organis, as per usual, has been rooting around in the body bags of the interweb, and he's discovered some little facts, little nuggets of info about the very feared SBU, the secret police, the security apparatus that's propping up our little green goblin pal. Augie?
So the SBU, you know, the family-friendly organization, definitely not sponsored by CIA and MI6, has around 30,000 employees, and that's before the war. Before the war, which is 7 times more than the size of MI5 and 4 times more than the, you know, Israel's Mossad. Now, here's another number for you. As of March 2024, and that's UN saying this, there were at least 55,000 political prisoners in Ukraine detained as collaborators by the SBU.
It's called a dictatorship.
No, it's called liberal democracy.
Oh, yeah, sorry, liberal democracy, yeah, which they have to try and stop happening in Romania as well by banning the election. Slava EU, Slava EU. So let's leave the Center for Human Rights, Democracy, Freedom, and all good things, Ukraine, and head back towards the EU. Of course, the EU is now the center of freedom, democracy, and all good things as well, right? They're so good, they've decided to spend $800 billion on military spending. Now, in countries like Ireland, the UK, France, Germany, they're turning to shit. I mean, people can't get into a hospital bed, they can't buy a house, the streets are dirty, dangerous. But meanwhile, they can find $800 billion for the army. Now, Augie, what kind of army do you think they will actually have in Europe? Now, we've seen the Russians, an army of probably 2 million men now, the most combat-hardened veterans on the planet. Same with the Air Force, same with the Navy, same with the armored troops. These boys know how to fight. They've proven it. And what are they going to be facing in this war in 5 years that NATO keeps telling us is going to come? What's the European army going to look like if they can actually convince any of their young people join, because the UK army's in crisis, the German army's in crisis, the whole thing's gone to shit. So if they manage to scrape together anybody to stand this Russian orc army, these guys are really orcish, they're great. What are these dudes going to look like?
Well, we asked our AI overlords about how it's going to look like.
Yeah, run the video. Battenberg head. So this is he, him.
Yeah, the pronouns board, you know, gotta keep your latte macchiato.
Oh, look, it's the blue hair brigade.
Save literally. The climate.
Save the climate, yeah.
And TikTok, of course.
And look at the little shoulder flash, the little gay badge.
I mean, isn't this what you want to die for, my fellow
it's
Europeans?
Surrender. If they hand that flag to the Russians and surrender, they're going to get shot straight out, let me tell you. But like everything else in the EU, you know, it's like having, you know, trying to get, you know, 30 people in a room or whatever to agree something. It's just not going to happen. You know, you can't even get 12 people to agree on Augie's last conviction. He got out of jail over it. So, you know, it's already gone. You know, Augie, give us the numbers. I think the garden has a bit of trouble already. Trouble in paradise, I'd say.
Somehow, not everyone wants to participate into this brilliant Ursula's plan to spend $800 billion.
Yeah.
Where the f*** they're going to get those billions, nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Because Dutch MPs have just voted no, no, f*** off. That reminds me about another very, very good spending plan Ursula has introduced back in 2020.
So that was for the vaccines, right? Oh, very interesting. We're going to buy like billions of dollars worth of vaccines. Most of them we don't need. The vaccine that didn't work, okay? Did more damage than the virus in many cases. I mean, I'm proof of that, right? Absolutely nothing wrong with me. And, you know, let's have a look at also how the Europeans come together to sort of celebrate this type of unity. Now, there's one positive thing about the next video that's coming up. But the one positive thing about it is going to be blocked out by our editor, our video editor. But we're going to get to see it anyway, right, Augie? Run the video.
Heil Donald Trump!
Heil Donald Trump!
They say Heil Donald Trump.
Yeah. What?
Heil Vladimir Putin! Heil Vladimir Putin!
What the f***? Look at this one. She just ruined it for me. Who brought the granny? Who brought their granny to the topless protest? What the f*** is this? Can't bring your grandmother to the topless protest.
The viewers don't even see this.
Hi, Georgia Meloni!
Hi, Georgia Meloni. That's accurate.
Marine Le Pen!
Hi, Marine Le Pen!
So what? Look at this one. Look at this one with the... This is...
Don't be such an ageist.
Ageist? What's so woo about that? Bulls, put your trousers on, you idiot. So while the Tits Out Brigade have their equipment on show, which you're not going to see, which we had to watch several times just for research purposes, somewhere in some in Europe, you got to ask, people like this, what kind of leaders do they elect, Dougie? I mean, you know, people like Boris the Butcher, Macrolion, who married a dinosaur, or sorry, his grandmother, no, his school teacher. These people are exceptionally unpopular. But guess what? When you say, oh, look over there, a war. Oh, look, Putin's coming. He's going to eat your babies. Oh, the Serbs, the Iranians, you name it. Anybody, right? But actually fix the show in your own country. It's a war distraction. It always is. Are you? Boo, you mother... You French frog. Somebody slapped him one day. You remember that? Somebody slapped the mother one day. It was really good. Augie, I'm sorry to say that the Eurotards are really the Eurotards, because in France, it seems Mini Macrolion, and it doesn't always have to be big to have an impact, but in Mini Macrolion's you know, case, it seems that this forever war thing has actually bumped up his figures, right?
I can't believe how retarded Europeans are, but it actually worked. According to the latest poll, his popularity rose from 24% to 31% as he started ramping up fears over Ukraine. I mean...
What a wanker. And of course, just because we're in Belgrade this week doesn't mean we're not going to talk about the men in dresses. That's the guys with the bratwurst and the boiled eggs in their mother's underwear dancing around their grandmother's bedroom in her old fur coat with a nice pair of red high heels. Yes, the trannies, the boys who would like to be girls, etc., etc. Augie, there's been some tranny talk in the White House, I believe, and involving none other than the Irish Prime Minister, who I think is actually a tranny himself, but in secret, nobody knows about that. He's probably a tranny. Augie?
Well, here's the deal. Trump once again said the truth as it is. Addressing the journalists this Wednesday, he said everything is transgender. Everybody transgender. That's all you hear about, and that's why we won election in record numbers. And you know what? That's true. BNC, transgender also.
Yeah, and guess what else the big Don said to the Irish Prime Minister very awkwardly when he was in the Oval Office? He said that his favourite Irishman was Conor McGregor. Now, this is kind of funny because Conor McGregor is despised by the Irish political elite because he's from a very working class area. You know, he speaks his mind. He's become the focus of a kind of a movement for political change in Ireland. You know, he'll be the president and stuff like that. Who knows? You never know. Stranger things have happened, my friend. But Micheál Martin's face was just, you know, really sweet when the big Don said, "My favorite guy is Conor McGregor. Absolutely, Conor McGregor." Mm-hmm. Check it out. Google it. So spare thought for the poor old average Joe working in the government. You know, you come up against this type of shit where you're meant to call a man a woman or pronouns. As a, you know, teacher was locked up in Ireland for a long time for refusing to do it. You know, this is a really interesting video. A individual, let's say, is introduced to a government committee as Mr. But Mr. is now Miss. And one of the old ass on the committee decided that, you know, he was going to take great offence that you'd misgendered somebody. It's just a cringe fest. Augie, run the video.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. He didn't even care.
Could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order.
Why?
Mr. Chairman, have you no decency?
Oh, you.
I mean, I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue.
No, what's
you
not
will
decent?
Not continue it is with it me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
What a lovely. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. Not the Moscow Mules, the Belgrade Mules. Thanks to our hosts here. They've been great. Gave us some lovely chairs. We're probably going to steal them and try and get them back on the plane. But what has it all been about? It's all about the war. It's about keeping the war going at any cost. Even when the Ukrainians are getting their asses handed to them in Kursk, when the whole show is collapsing, they're still clinging on by trying to offer the Russians, who are doing the ass whipping, a ridiculous deal, which means they've got to head back to Moscow. It doesn't work that way. And over the next few days, I think you're going to see a whole lot of little counter offers from the Russians, which might make the boys in Kiev equally uncomfortable. Next week, we'll be here to trawl through the realities that are dawning in Brussels and London, and maybe in New York as well. You never know. And we'll talk to you then. Same time, same place. Take care of yourselves.